Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the No Bad Days podcast, episode 76. You want to know who's here? Because I'll tell you who's here with us.
Oh, boy. Do we have a surprise?
We are joined by a very special couple of guests. Actually, no, I'm just kidding. It's just Jordan and Johnny. What's
none
up?
None other.
It's been a while since I've seen you two. What have you guys been up to?
If I'm not mistaken, we just finished watching the Bachelor finale.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a thriller. I've come to the conclusion that I actually just hate that show. I just watch it because I can spend time with the fellows.
That's literally all it's for. That's all it's for. That show's just crap.
It's just garbage television.
It's just so bad. Like it kind of pulls you in because of how bad it is, if that makes sense. But it is because you want to know what happened with the boys. Yeah. But the main reason it's an excuse to hang out, and if you're watching it at home, it's probably an excuse to hang out with your friends. So,
and have a nice charcuterie board.
Charcuterie.
A charcuterie.
A meter stick.
A wood plank with stuff on it.
Maybe a glass of wine.
What's your guys' favorite? What's the top four things on a charcuterie board that you could think of?
Pepper jack cheese.
I saw that was on the one tonight. Mm-hmm. Did you have some?
No. Because I felt bad for only bringing mini eggs tonight, so I didn't dive into the charcuterie board.
I dove right in there.
Did you share them, Marty?
No, hell no.
You ate two packs?
Just brought them for yourself?
I ate one pack.
Oh, so where's the other pack?
Oh, it's in the kitchen here.
Okay.
Oh, perfect.
Could share that one later.
We'll get into that.
Yeah. I didn't share my pack either. But yeah, okay, so pepper jack cheese, Johnny, what is another one? Salami, obviously.
Yeah, like some sort of cured meat on there.
Yeah, I like prosciutto. Good quality crackers are always essential.
Yeah. I'm a big olive guy too. Do you guys like olives?
No.
You guys don't like olives?
No, that makes me sick.
My mom buys that peppered salami all the time too, and that's like a staple that's like always out at like dinner time.
Oh yeah.
Like just like every dinner, no matter what, we just have like a couple pieces.
Yeah. It's something to pick at.
That stuff is so good actually.
Yeah.
That's Marty. That's the one, and Tab too. That was the one thing.
No, it's okay. You don't have
we didn't have when you guys were at my house was like our homemade sausage and you had the homemade prosciutto, right, Tev?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Then that was the one thing you guys didn't have when you came over was our.
What's the difference between that one and then the one you buy in the store?
The one you buy in the store is not. Well, I don't know exactly, but it's made. It's probably made in like a factory, and there's a bunch of crap in it. Like the way we make it is we literally just buy the leg of the pig from the butcher and then just salt it and dry it in the cellar for usually the earliest we'll open one is like 13 months.
Like 25 years is what it tasted like.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
I just wonder because like the one at the store tastes so much like fresher almost.
Yeah, because it's
you understand what I mean? Like,
yeah, I hate more, like, using this word. Jerky. Yeah, I hate using this word, but it's more moist. And also when we had that was like the end of the leg. Like when first open it, like it is
like the ass
similar
end.
To like, yeah, it's nice. Well, it is, that's what prosciutto is. It is the ass of the pig.
Oh yeah.
If that makes it any better for you.
Do they take the skin off the leg at least, or does it just cook with it right on?
It doesn't cook. It hangs.
Sorry.
Yeah. But yeah, the skin's on, but you cut it off before you eat it.
I think I got a couple pieces of skin because mine was real tough.
I can promise you, you did not get.
Remember,
a couple pieces
remember
of
when
skin.
You gave? Remember when you oh, gave what, my brother? Ethan? Yeah, when you gave Ethan a piece.
Yeah, he did not like it.
No, and really? He pretended that
he
did.
But he was trying. He was trying to be nice, and he and I like he was just chewing on it for way too long, and I think he just put it back.
He just spit it out.
Yeah,
you do like a fake cough. Poof.
Yeah,
yeah.
In the pocket or something.
It's an acquired taste for sure. Like my mom doesn't like it. I don't think.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
It just has a weird like. I like prosciutto that's from a store.
Yeah,
which is weird because like obviously yours is traditional.
No, it's like I said, it's
your mic around.
It's an acquired taste, and it smells like it reeks.
It smells like dog food. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. But I
like it has that smell to
I've
it.
Been,
but
I've
it doesn't
been
taste
that,
like that.
No, not at all. I've been eating that stuff since I was like 3 years old, though, so I'm used to it.
No, but like the taste is normal, but it's the smell that you have to get yourself over, which is weird.
Yeah, I like the smell.
Oh,
I don't know. Like well, I said, I'm used to it.
You ever
have you ever had puppy chow before?
Yeah, you ever had Blue Diamond puppy chow?
You ever have kibble?
What else?
That's not bad. That's a good dinner.
What else is homemade that you've had, Johnny, that we liked?
Those cookies.
My nonna's cookies.
The Italian
they're very,
ones Italian.
They're very, yeah, they're very dry, but they're supposed
yeah.
to. If that makes
you're
sense.
Supposed, you need a glass of milk with them.
Yeah.
Or a cappuccino.
Yeah. Yeah, you could have a cappuccino.
Yeah, decaf coffee.
Is that what cappuccino
decaf.
Is?
Right? Isn't no. that what we had? Yeah, we had decaf at your Nona Mondays.
Oh, yeah. We have decaf because it's like 7 at night.
Yeah, with the cookies.
Yeah. No, Tab
don't
asked.
Don't look at me like I'm an idiot.
No, no, no. I was looking at Tab because he asked if a decaf was a cappuccino.
Oh.
Well, I figured it wasn't, but then Marty said decaf as soon as I said that.
Oh.
A little mishap there. That's okay.
That's okay.
What were we talking about before? How did we even get into this prosciutto?
The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah. What do you like on a charcuterie board? What do you like to have? Oh,
yeah. maybe like something like a little spicy, like a pickle or something like that. Pickle, jalapenos.
Spicy. A spicy
like,
pickle?
No, but not like, oh, you know what? Actually, I came up with a good one. You know those spicy extreme beans you buy from Costco that you can put in Caesars and stuff, right?
I just about bought those when me and Johnny were on our random Walmart trip.
Yeah,
I had them.
Yeah,
I had them in my hand.
I've never had those before.
I should have done it.
Yeah, you know how you put them in like Bloody Marys or Caesars or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah,
100%.
They're good on a charcuterie board.
A those spicy
are
bean,
so good. Pickled beans.
Yeah, it's called extreme bean. It's like a pickled bean, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And by spicy, I didn't mean like a pickle, but I mean like something with that like vinegary taste.
Like a little kick to it.
Yeah, something to mix up the palate, you know, confuse it a little bit.
Sure. I'm always down to try new things.
That way you're not eating dog kibble all the time. Anyways. But yeah, I know the Bachelor... We've come to the conclusion that
I won't be watching it alone anytime soon.
No.
But I've never really been a fan of
time for it.
I've never really been a fan of reality TV other than like Survivor.
Yeah.
Which I don't even know how real that is. So.
I mean, I like reality TV. I watch all those like Netflix documentaries, like Love is Blind and all that shit like that.
Those
there's a new season of Love is Blind coming out. We should watch it. Have you guys ever seen it?
I don't even know what that is.
Is that when they like talk behind that curtain or something?
They talk behind closed doors and go on like dates, just like listening to each other. And then the only way they ever get to see each other is if they propose.
Oh, that's the dumbest thing I've ever
heard. that's such a commitment.
We'll watch the new season. It'll be hilarious.
Can you imagine
like what happens? What happens when you see the person and you just, if you don't like the way they look?
I already saw like a spoiler.
Of course you did.
It was on TikTok, but one of the guys, it was just like the most awkward encounter ever.
They're like, oh. The guy,
yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's why we should watch it, because you guys would die.
Yeah.
Oh, like, man, I can't.
That's a tough one to sign up for. If you're signing up for Love is Blind.
I feel like you don't know what show you're signing up for, you know?
There's been like a lot of the couples have like made it out of there though.
Good for them.
Really?
I think so.
I guess it's an interesting theory on that should work.
Because they keep the episodes going on like after they like meet and propose, and then they have like a meet the families episode and a wedding episode.
Hey, the family's behind closed doors too.
Do they ask each other like, hey, what do you look like?
Some of them do.
So do they get like a description of like what they look like at least?
Oh, I'm trying to remember. We'll just have to watch.
Yeah.
It's just something they throw on when we spend 25 minutes looking for something to watch, you know?
They should. Oh, no, that wouldn't work. I was going to say they should add a wrinkle into the show where they do like a lineup when like in TV shows or in like real life when people are trying to pick out the suspect from like a crime, and there's like six people there, and they have to guess which one it is,
which one they've been talking to.
Yeah, and but like that wouldn't work, because then what happens if you pick the person you've been talking to last the whole time?
Yeah, they're probably just really hoping it's the better looking one.
Yeah, I don't know. That wouldn't work.
I don't know. Yeah, like. That's crazy to me.
That's like, what's that other show? Married at First Sight. It's like the same type of thing.
Or 90 Day Fiancé? Is that what you're talking about?
That's a wicked show, too.
I thought there was one that was like Proposed at First Sight or something. And like you just literally take your blindfold off and then you're just like, you're married.
Oh, God, no.
I don't know.
Okay, here's a question.
There's all these random TV shows out there that like people love watching, like freaking like TLC, that channel. You know the channel that has all those random TV shows on it? Yeah.
Yeah, that's like 90 Day Fiancé. Like,
here's a question.
Like Honey Boo Boo and all them are on there.
if you guys had to pick one of those like shows to go on, like Love is Blind, Love Island, Bachelor, all that stuff, which one would you choose to go on?
None.
Yeah, none.
Same. Survivor. I don't think I could do
Survivor.
That.
Yeah.
I would go on Survivor. That would be like the limit of what I could do. Or like a game show like that.
You guys love Survivor, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll watch it with you guys. I just think it's boring.
That's crazy.
I just think I would be terrible on one of those shows. I think I would be just terribly uncomfortable on one of those shows, having to like do everything in front of a camera all the time. And like, I just think it would be terrible.
Yeah, but like, same here. If I was on one of those shows and someone came up to me and they're like, hey, like, don't trust this guy, trust me, like, just shut up. You know? Like, why are you talking to me? You know? Like, I just think that's the weird
Survivor or like
the Yeah, Survivor. Like, I'd be like, that's like,
yeah, but that's part of the game.
I know it's part of the game. I just think that's so weird. Like, I could care less, like, about the other person. I don't know.
You'd be like really, really good on that show, dude.
Me?
You'd get a lot. Yeah, you'd get a lot of trust from people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm an honest guy. That's why.
It was no, because you'd be like, oh yeah, no, you and me, man, until the end, and then the next person would come along and be like, yeah, no, that guy just said that, and like, I'm totally going with you. And then you'd have all these different relationships. You'd be the guy that had the fingers in every pot.
No. If that's what I mean, though. Like, I don't like that aspect of the game. Like, I just think that's dumb. like that.
Okay, so what would be your strategy? What do you think?
Those little packs.
What would be your ideal strategy?
I think it's stupid. I don't even know how. I don't know.
You know how it works.
I don't understand the show that much. Yeah, but I still don't really get it. And but I do see like when they like just talk about like other people and like not to trust them, and I just think that's dumb.
Yeah, but it's kind of like it's kind of like a Lord of the Flies theory. Like you're stuck on an island by yourself or by yourself, so it's like so you got to trust someone, or else you're gonna be gone.
Yeah,
because if you trust no one, then no one trusts you, then you're voted out. Anyways, what would be your What would be your Marty, I wanted to talk to you about this one. What was that show we were watching the other day? It was like Alone. It was like Outlast or something like that.
Oh yeah, Outlast.
Yeah, so what would that show is crazy. What it was called. That's like Survivor.
Isn't that like Survivor?
I feel like season 2 they're going to have some like rules. Like
they have
sabotaging people's shit. Like that was
yeah,
some of that shit was ruthless that they were doing to each other.
So it's like it's a survival in the outdoor show, but they get put into teams, and you can quit whenever you want. But then like people were just like go into other people's camps and take their sleeping bags and all their warm stuff, so they'd freeze at night and like they would have to quit.
Yeah.
So they could not die, and like that was just that was outrageous.
Yeah.
You think you could do that to someone, Johnny? You think you could steal all their stuff?
No,
I don't think so either.
That's a shit. That's a shit guy move. If someone imagine you were out in the wilderness and someone stole your sleeping bag and your like winter boots, would you not like go over there and like? Well, would you not go over there and like try to like I don't know beat the shit out of them or something? Yeah,
I
don't know if you could do that on TV.
Yeah, but they stole your stuff, so it's like
they started it. You just go over and push them around. You just bully them the rest of the show.
Hey, give me my stuff back.
Yeah, you get your stuff and you look at them, you're like, oh, that hat's mine now. Thanks.
That hat looks warm. What what do you think, Johnny? What would be your strategy for if you went on the show alone, where you had to survive as long as you can in the wilderness?
Well, considering I'm the least outdoorsy person of all time, and I know nothing about camping or any of that, I probably wouldn't do so well.
Well, interesting insight. Thank you, Jordan. What about you?
You asked.
Yeah, you're supposed to just give us answers, though. Like, I asked you about going on Survivor. You say no, I wouldn't. Then you said,
because that's a brutal show. Okay, yeah. Survivor, I wouldn't go on. Brutal. Alone, I would, if I was on it, I would die. Simple as that.
Okay, so, but here's the thing.
Some people lose like 40 pounds.
As a podcast host, though, your job is to like give insight into the reason and why you're saying something. You can't just say, I'm not because I don't want to, and I wouldn't because I'm going to die.
No.
I gave insight. I know nothing about being in the outdoors.
Okay, so what would be your strategy then?
I don't
quit right away.
Well, okay. Okay, first, before going on the show, learn as much as I could about being in the outdoors. Just Google everything, I guess. And then just
learn how to build a shelter and fire.
Yeah, there you go. And then I guess are they only allowed to bring a certain amount of things?
Yeah, or they can bring survival items
in alone.
Yeah,
something like that.
Okay, I'd have to choose those pretty wisely.
Yeah, like you couldn't like bring a block of feta cheese or a parmesan cheese or anything like that. Like survival,
Costco size jar of parmesan.
A sandwich would I guess be a waste of one of those 10 items.
You could bring your pig leg, your prosciutto leg, and just hang it up in the forest. Dry it out.
Yeah. Yeah, but then that would attract all the bears.
Yeah, exactly. So this is why. This is what the strategy I was asking you about.
That's why you're hanging away from camp.
Okay, yep, so what do you think there you'd be learning. Most... What would you be most successful with as a weapon for food? Would it be a fishing rod, a bow and arrow, or just a knife? I'd say fishing rod for me. I think that would be the easiest to catch something.
Yeah. Fishing is just like partly patience. Luck too.
Yeah. A knife would be tough because then you got to go friggin' up to it.
Yeah.
Get it.
Yeah.
I would say maybe a bow and arrow. I don't really know how to fish too well. Shot a bow and arrow once or twice in my time.
I was going to say modern day Robin Hood over here.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll take a bow and arrow, sure, and I'll go
deer. Thanks for thank you for going back.
Bow and arrow, a bow and arrow would also do you better against a mountain lion than a fishing rod.
I'm pretty sure that they get like secretly that they get shit to they fend would have off to have
for
like
that. Yeah,
yeah.
They get like I know, they say like a spray.
They say they have like bear mace and shit like that, but they gotta have like a. Something
they have else. To have a rifle or something just in case of emergency.
Yeah, like you'd yeah. think.
Last how, ditch or effort. Or there's people there all the time that protect them. Who knows?
Yeah, because I know bear mace is obviously like some serious stuff, but like against a bear that's going nuts, like what's that really gonna do?
I mean, it works. I've seen like videos on it of them just going crazy and running away immediately, like just on like Facebook and shit, where it's like bear attacks. Person and then he's like 15 feet away and the bear mace will like get him from that far away.
Oh, I would have a heart attack if I ever saw a bear. Have you guys ever seen a bear?
Plenty. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. You have to have?
I've seen one, yeah.
I probably see one every time I drive to my cabin on the dirt road.
I think I've seen a couple actually, just in BC.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, I used to be so scared to go quadding. Too. Alone?
Yeah, I don't know if I would do that.
Anyways, Marty, what would be your strategy if you went on the show alone?
I feel like I could last long, like fending for myself and building shelter and like getting food, but I feel like I would just get like scared at night.
Yeah, honestly.
You know, like being that lonely and not knowing what's around you, or like if I heard a noise, I'd be like, oh fuck, a bear is coming to eat me. But like during the day, I know I would for sure be able to like get myself food and make a fire and all that stuff. So it would just be
the night would be long.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Night would be very long, especially in where they're. I think they were in Labrador Alaska. Last episode.
Oh, maybe they were out I think east. Labrador. Yeah, they're either in like northern BC or Alaska or the other side. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I think that's really it.
What about are you alone for?
As long as they can survive up to 100 days, I believe.
That's like
I think
max?
It's 100.
Yeah, they just come get
you. And it goes into winter.
Oh. Yeah, they just come get you when you're the last one left. That would also be like the mental. That's the mental battle too of like trying to hold on longer than everyone else, but having no idea how everyone else is doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like in Outlast, you could see the flare shoot.
Exactly.
So you're like, okay,
we got. You have no idea.
11 more people. Yeah, alone is just a crazy show. And they film everything themselves. There's no camera crew. Like you see all their little GoPros that they carry, like they carry around.
That's right. Even more difficult.
Yeah.
Quite. Yeah.
And they talk about how hard it is on them all that extra effort to carry around 30 pounds of camera gear just to go out to go fishing or hunting, because you have to bring your gear to the fishing spot, set it up, get your video of you walking to the river, and then reset it up of you fishing in the river. Yeah. I mean, maybe there is a camera crew, but that's just the way they talk about how hard it is too, because they have like an alone after dark.
Yeah.
Where they talk about it.
That sounds like a pain in the ass for sure.
Yeah.
You know what sounds like a pain in the ass? Combing through all that video when you're producing the show and finding the clips to like put into the.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, 24 hours of
24 hours a day.
Yeah, of 10 to 12 people doing it.
They must just go like right. They must just go day to day. Like, there's no way they wait.
Well, they'd have to charge the batteries and refill the SD cards of the cameras, so that would make sense.
True. Yeah.
That's the most insane part to me.
What's that other one, Naked and Afraid?
Yeah.
Were there, isn't that similar to Alone? Show. But they're like butt naked?
Yeah,
I think it's only 21 days.
They're like in the Amazon forest with like all the bugs and stuff, and they just go up there.
And they have to get to a certain spot to like win. There's like a check. They get like a map where they get dropped off, and they need to get to a certain place
to win. That's even worse. Yeah.
You guys ever watch that show?
There's a bug on your leg.
There used to be a show on. It's just stuff hanging out that shouldn't be hanging out.
There used to be a show around. On
Discover Channel that was called like Man versus or like Man Tracker or something. Did you guys ever watch that show?
I watched Man Tracker.
Yeah, dude, that was a sick show. The guy on the horse would like, you get a head start on foot, and then you'd have to like try to avoid him.
Yeah,
and if you won,
that's pretty cool.
Search up what his name was again, because he's like a. That show was wild.
Yeah, because then they'd have to like. They try to go like through terrain that the horses couldn't get through and stuff.
It's a Canadian television series, so I don't know if it would have been aired here.
That was Canadian?
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it says Canadian television series.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought they did that in like Montana or something.
Me too. But then again, Montana looks exactly like Alberta, kind of.
Yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, so like the guy would just, so two contestants would start on foot and you'd have to get to like this point on a map and all you had was the map. And then a guy on a horse would literally give him a head start and then chase him down and try and track them all the way there, which is wild.
Well, no, there was no money or prizes for winning either, for beating them.
Well,
it says it was just bragging rights.
That's definitely a Canadian TV show then.
Yeah, let's have a friendly game.
Yeah, hey, sorry, we don't have the budget to pay you, so we're just gonna trot around here.
Hey, no one watches us. Go.
That's wild.
Yeah. Hey, can you believe that playoffs for our season start in like 2 weeks?
Yeah, that still hasn't really hit me. That. I mean.
In some ways, it's
2 weeks away, but
it feels like it flies by compared to like when you're at school, because like you're obviously doing semesters and stuff. But it all at the same time, it's felt long.
Yeah,
it has been long, but again, yeah, doesn't feel like it now. But
yeah, like
just
been
being here
since
October.
October, November,
training
months,
camp.
January, February, March.
Going into
seven
April.
Months. Yes, almost seven
Holy
months.
Holy shit. That's actually...
Well, we played 52 games?
Yeah.
So, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been a while.
Just
I'm
like
gonna be interested to see
on your body.
Yeah, it's been that's the part that catches up with you the most, I think.
Oh yeah,
because it's not like college where you only play like 30 games max a season. You're playing like probably 60 plus.
I mean, yeah, the most so we could play is an extra 9, maybe 11.
Yeah, so three that rounds, would be right.
Maybe that like would what, be what? 68 games.
Yeah, 60. Yeah, between 65 and 68 games.
How about the Coast, the team that went to the finals last year, almost played 100 games.
Yeah, really? That's crazy.
Wow.
It was like, yeah,
in the NHL, you play over 100 games because you play 82, and then if you go to the finals, boys. And you like, you need to win. Yeah, yawns are contagious, by the way. If you go all the way to the finals, you have to win 16 games to win the Stanley Cup, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's, and then you're going to lose a couple in there. So yeah, you're going to play over 100 games if you play in the NHL and win the Stanley Cup.
That's crazy.
Which is insane.
That's why it's the hardest trophy to win.
Why? Because really? They play the most games. Baseball plays 182 games.
Yeah, but is baseball as, maybe if you're a pitcher or a catcher, but is baseball as hard on the body as hockey?
God, no.
Yeah. God. And they play 7-game series too, and I'm sure there's a lot of wear and tear, but no. I just feel like hockey, you're just getting beat up the whole season, and then playoffs, it's even harder.
There's no way that they could play that many games and it'd be physically taxing.
No,
these guys are eating hot dogs and stuff, yeah, in the dugout, and then they're going up to bat.
Yeah, when a pair of sunglasses just chewing Hubba Bubba. Pair of sunglasses is part of your uniform, like
it's pretty laid back.
You having some sunflower seeds and picking grass in the outfields.
Yeah. And then football, they only play once a week.
Yeah.
Which I wonder is partly it's because of like the wear and tear, or if it's because they need to prepare so much for each and every game.
Probably a bit of both.
Probably a mix of both.
Yeah, I'd say a bit of both for that.
Depending on your position, you're getting smashed every play.
Just the turf burn would freaking kill me, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine just running and then sliding elbows first. No, I never played.
2 years. 2 years for me? 2 or 3 years I played.
Yeah, I played tackle football, and like it's hitting so much different because there's nothing on the side. It's just on the tops. And so like if you go to hit like a hockey hit, it kills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you get a helmet to the hand. Oh, to the arm.
Yeah.
Arm or hand, like that ball's coming right out.
I'm dropping the ball before I get hit.
Yeah. Fumble. Yeah, sorry.
You know, I was thinking if you had to like catch the ball coming over the middle, like some of these tight ends do and stuff, and then you know you're going to get slammed as soon as you touch it. Like, how do you hold on to that thing?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm just running. I'm just dropping.
And the crazy thing is just, like, they obviously like get in a lot of trouble if they drop the ball.
Yeah, I'm just going to hold on. I'm going to untie my shoe before every play. Coaching yourself.
Oops.
Oh, you want to talk about something that's crazy? That's kind of opposite of what we're talking about right now. Is the Q just took out fighting for next year?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that is crazy.
That's a joke. Yeah. I think.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
Think about how many guys are just going to be running around now and just trying to kill people, and then not have to like
literally.
Be scared if someone's going to punch them in the head.
Yeah, there's no consequences. How do they take it out? Actions.
Is it just be like an auto suspy?
Yeah, I think. I mean, guys are still gonna fight.
Like, think about it. Like, you'd get in like fights in like AAA with cages on.
Yeah, I know. But what if it's like
maybe they do it like in Junior A? If you fight before the 10-minute mark in the third, you just get the rest of the game. But if it's after that, then you get a suspension. Did you guys have that rule?
That's what we had.
So maybe they'll do it like that. So it's kind of like you're sacrificing the rest
that would
of the
be the
game
only way it makes
in a sense.
Sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just,
well,
silly.
Yeah.
But I don't agree with that at all, because then guys are just going to have all the courage in the world and lip off or stick guys or hit them in the head and not have to worry about getting punched in the face.
Yeah, and then what's the point of having visors on?
Yeah.
Is that Would the dub be probably the toughest league, and then the O, then the Q, or what would the rank?
Oh yeah,
I would say the not that either of us played in any of those leagues, but
like toughness wise, from the
stories, from the stories, the dub has that reputation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't see them getting rid of it anytime soon.
The softest league gets rid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like exactly. That's just crazy. Yeah, that's where all the O ships their OAs to the Q.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what happens. If you can't make a junior team or an O team, then normally a lot of guys end up going to the Q.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. In the Q.
No, it happens all the time. No, we're just gonna. I don't know. I just think that's a crazy decision to take that out of the game, because they're probably going to notice a lot more headshots and concussions and from the fact that there's no consequences.
And then what happens, like, you learn to play like that, and then what happens when you play like pro or you moved up to the NHL, and what happens?
It's like learning to hit.
Beats you up. Yeah, exactly. You need to have your hitting to learn how to hit.
Exactly. Yeah. Which is why it was crazy when they moved hitting up to the older age groups. Because when did they used to have hitting growing up? Like Pee Wee, you can hit.
For my year, it was Adam. We had it was like major. Yeah. Adam was my first year of hitting, which is like when you're like pretty young.
You're like 10. Like
what, 10? Yeah, yeah. I think it was 10. 10 for me too.
And now it's like 14.
I'm a year younger than you guys, and I remember we had hitting 1 year, and then that rule came in, so the next year we couldn't hit, but then Pee-wee we could hit. So that it was weird, but you see, obviously, like, I know we were only 10, 11 years old, but you see a lot of guys just get way more scared, and then they don't know how to take and receive a hit, and then by the time you're older, when guys are developing and hitting puberty and all that, like, I don't know. It was weird.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Was like when you get into kids hitting puberty, you get the such big size discrepancies. So if guys don't know how to, or if people don't know how to protect themselves, or if they don't know what they're doing, or don't see stuff coming, that's when people start to get hurt.
Yeah. Exactly, and like when you're little, if you start hitting at like say 8, 9 years old, like an 8 or 9 year old colliding into one another is not going to hurt the other kid. It's not going
to hurt them.
They're not going fast enough. So
then you get to 13, 14, and you have the, like, we all know good people that, like, friends of ours that we played with that were like 6 foot tall when they were 13, and then they just never grew another inch until now. Like, that they just stayed the same size. So, like, that's where
the kid
started to happen.
Like the kid that got dirt stash.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Who, John?
No, yeah. No, John too.
Oh, Dougie,
the Dougal,
our teammate Dougie, Chobani. Oh yeah, because you played spring hockey with him when you were younger, right?
Yeah, and he's like a man, the same man size child. He is now. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
they must have been.
And he just come score 10 goals. He would literally just come score 10 goals and then leave. I can't even make it up. Like. It was crazy. Other parents would get mad that he was on our team.
Yeah, they didn't believe he was. They didn't believe he was that age.
He has a birth certificate that says I am 12.
With a 20 in it.
Yeah. I am 12.
But back to the Q thing. That's crazy that they're taking out fighting. I think that's just going to ruin it.
Yeah, I think it's dumb. We didn't talk about this last week, but our goalie scored a goalie goal.
Hayden First Stewart, in the league's history.
In our league's history, scored a goalie goal from his own net into the other net, which is Marty and I were on the ice for, which was sweet. It was so fun.
I think we did talk about it.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, because remember I said I tried slapping it forward.
Oh yeah, we did talk about it. Anyways, it was cool.
First in the league's history though, so that's sick.
But it never got on like Chicklets or anything. deserves a better shutout.
Yeah, it was a first game back from injury. He had a shutout and a goal.
So, yeah.
Anyways, I forgot we talked about it last week, but whatever. Last thing here before we shut her down, but playoffs coming up. Would you guys rather see the NHL have the playoff format the way it is now, or would you rather see it the 1-8?
1-8.
You think? 100%.
Yeah.
I think the way it is now, like, screws some teams over.
Yeah, like all the top teams.
Yeah.
Or the, what's the one division that's like crazy good?
The Atlantic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, wait, with who in it?
That's the conference, but the divisions, like, there's teams that are sick that aren't going to make playoffs.
The Atlantic's a division.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
You're thinking of the East. Sorry, I'm thinking East versus, yeah, never mind. But yeah.
But yeah, like, I don't know. Because sometimes the divisions, if there's three good teams in a division, the fourth team might be better than the top three in the other division, but they might not make the playoffs because they're all out.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think 1-8. I think 1-8 as well would be interesting. What do you guys think about 1-16? What do you think if they did that?
As in combining both conferences?
Yeah, the whole league. Yeah.
It would just be like overall standings you'd look at?
Yeah.
I guess that would make sense too. Just because
I look at it overall.
I just think the travel would be way too hard.
Yeah, that travel would be absolutely insane. That's why I think.
Because then you'd get like New York playing California teams and like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, overall, doesn't look too much different than what the playoff picture currently looks like right now.
I'd say for this, it may be a fluke though, but
for the sake of travel, 1-8 would be the best. And then obviously like in the two conferences, but yeah, the way it is now, it's like, it doesn't make sense that a team can have more wins than another and not make playoffs. Yeah, just because of the division that they're in.
Yeah, that's fair.
So that's my argument.
I think it's just the easiest way to do it. That way you don't have any discrepancy. I don't even know why they would have changed that. Because like, what's the point of even having the wild card if you just can take the top eight teams?
Didn't they copy another sports league by doing that?
They may have, but it used to be just like the NBA did like that 10 years ago. I'm not familiar with that shit league.
that fake sports league.
No, actually, but the March Madness has been really entertaining from the games we've watched.
Yeah, Gonzaga.
It was Gonzaga and
San Diego State.
No,
is that who that was?
No, that was the one that was on at the Beef O'Brady's the other day.
Oh.
It was like Gonzaga and let me check. It was like the buzzer beater one, right?
Yeah.
Let me watch here.
Where that guy just went down and hit three.
From the logo.
No. It was Gonzaga and UCLA.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's what it was.
And then we couldn't figure out what UCLA stood for. What does it stand for again, Johnny?
California, Los Angeles.
University of.
Yeah, sorry. I thought the U was self-explanatory.
Really?
Well, you can't assume.
It could mean anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Upper California of Los Angeles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah.
But there's no O in it, so I still don't see how that makes sense.
Well, most of the time in those acronyms, they leave out the small words, like the. Like it doesn't. It's Ohio State isn't. TOU. It's just OU.
Oh, I'm just goofing around.
Anyways,
I think that concludes the episode, fellas. Anything else you guys want to touch on before we go?
I think I'm going to make a bag of popcorn.
Yeah, let's go watch a show.
Let's all just say we love you to our moms too, by the way, while we're here.
Love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
Love you, Mom.
I hope you're smiling and listening to this.
Me too.
I love you, Tammy and Paula.
Love you, Nancy and Paula.
Love you, Nance and Tam.
All right.
And go to sleep because you guys are up way too late listening to this, okay?
Yeah. Get a good night's rest.
Okay, good night, everyone. Bye bye.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.